Thursday's presidential election is widely being hailed as a test of democracy in Togo. At the last election in 2005, a highly contested vote led to violence that left hundreds dead and displaced tens of thousands. This time around, the security forces were called to vote 3 days early, in order to be a reassuring and present force on polling day. Current President Faure Gnassingbé knows the drama of 2005 better than most. He was handed power after the death of his father, General Gnassingbé Eyadema, who ruled for nearly 40 years. After a public outcry, he went on to win the 2005 presidential vote. He's campaigning for re-election this year. As campaigning in the capital Lomé drew to a close, he urged voters to remain calm.
Je voudrais lancer un appel au peuple togolais. Après le bruit de la campagne,
he encouraged voters to keep the peace on polling day and during the vote counting period.
Tout ce que nous avons fait pendant la campagne, nous ne devons pas le gâcher.
The 43-year-old is up against six candidates in Thursday's race, including Yawovi Agboyibo of the Action Committee for Renewal Party. He told VOA that he hopes 2010 will mark a new, hopeful era for Togolese politics.
2010, c'est l'année de l'alternance, l'année du grand changement.
Female frontrunner Brigitte Ajimagbo Johnson is the first woman to ever run for president in Togo. If elected, she's promised to fight for women's rights, as well as improve access to healthcare, electricity and drinking water. She's also spoken widely about her unexpected support among male voters, particularly in rural areas where men traditionally assume leadership roles. Though some of the candidates have expressed concerns about the transparency of Thursday's vote, analysts say this is a chance for Togo to prove to the world that it is capable of democracy. United Nations spokesperson Martin Nazirki urged all involved in the elections to ensure that the vote is as free and fair as possible.
The Secretary General calls on all political leaders and institutions to ensure that the election is credible and peaceful and reflects the will of the people of Togo.
Togo's only democratic election to date is the parliamentary poll of 2007. Missions from the European Union and the 15-member Economic Community of West African States are on the ground in Togo to help ensure that Thursday's vote goes smoothly. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.